Hey everyone, it's 7-Minute Books, and I'm Sam. Today we're exploring Savor by Thich Nhat Hanh and Lillian Cheung. Sophie, when was the last time you ate a meal without looking at your phone or watching something?
Hi there, Sam. That's a tough one. Honestly, I can't remember. And that's exactly why this book stopped me. Savor isn't a diet book. There are no calorie counts or forbidden foods. It's a guide to eating and living mindfully.
I didn't expect that. I thought it would be a nutrition book with meal plans.
No, it's so much deeper. The authors say we've lost the joy of eating because we're on autopilot. We chew without tasting, and we eat to fill an emotional void.
That's me. I can finish a whole bag of chips while working and not remember a single bite.
And that mindlessness is driving obesity and chronic disease. The book connects our eating habits to our overall well-being.
That's sobering.
So the solution isn't to change what we eat, but how we eat. We have to learn to wake up from the trance.
So we just pay attention?
It sounds simple, but it's powerful. Mindfulness is the energy of being aware of what's happening in the present moment, within us and around us, without judgment.
So when you eat mindfully, you actually taste your food?
Yes. You see the colors, smell the aromas, feel the textures. You chew slowly and savor each bite. And you notice the thoughts and emotions that drive your eating.
That's so different from my usual dinner in front of the TV.
They also explain the biology. The brain's reward system gets hijacked by sugar, fat, and salt designed by the food industry.
So it's not just about willpower.
Exactly. But mindfulness can rewire those pathways. When you observe a craving without acting on it, you weaken its power.
I love the orange meditation they mention. You take a single segment and eat it with total awareness.
Tell me how it goes.
You notice its texture, its juice, its sweetness. You appreciate the miracle of its existence. It teaches you to be fully present.
And if you can be present with one orange segment, you can be present with your whole life.
That's beautiful. Then there's interbeing, which is a mind-blowing concept.
Yes. Interbeing means nothing exists in isolation. Everything is connected. When you look at a piece of bread, you see the sunshine, the rain, the earth, the farmer, the miller, and the baker.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
That insight brings gratitude, and it changes your choices. You might eat less meat, buy local, or be more compassionate.
What about weight loss, though? That's what everyone wants to hear.
They completely reframe the goal. It's not about losing weight. It's about being healthy and happy. When you focus on mindful living, the weight often takes care of itself.
So stop obsessing over the scale.
Yes. They say you can't change a body you hate. You can only change a body you love.
That's a game changer for me.
They also offer the 5 contemplations before eating. It's a short meditation to remind you of the gift of the earth and the intention to eat with compassion.
I tried that once. It made me feel so grateful for my meal.
And it helps with emotional eating too. When you feel the urge to eat, you pause and ask, "Am I truly hungry? Or am I bored, lonely, stressed?"
I did that last night. I thought I was hungry, but I was just tired.
So what did you do?
I took a few breaths and went to bed instead of eating a snack.
That's creating space between impulse and action, and that's where freedom lives.
The book also talks about the impact of our food choices on the planet.
Yes. They advocate for a plant-based diet, not out of dogma, but out of compassion for animals and to reduce suffering and help the environment.
But they're not preachy.
No, they just ask you to become aware and make small, conscious shifts. You don't have to go vegetarian overnight.
So what's the ultimate takeaway?
The ultimate takeaway is to stop waging war on your body and start making peace with it. True health doesn't come from restriction, but from joyful awareness.
And happiness isn't something to chase in the future. It's available right here, right now, in the present moment. Every meal is an opportunity to practice presence, gratitude, and compassion. I think that's the heart of it. So the one thing I'm taking away is that savoring my food can bring me back to my life, one bite at a time.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the entire library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. It's only $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Savor teaches us that every bite is a chance to wake up. We'll see you in the next one.